Scripture reading this morning will be from 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 4 through 8. Charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself and is not puffed up. Doth not behave itself unseemly. Seeketh not her own. It is not easily provoked. Thinketh no evil. Rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth. Beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Charity never faileth, but whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away.
Gracious, kind, friendly, delicate, considerate, with a smile, willing to help. All of these qualities are associated with something, and you may think that they sound a lot like motherhood, and these seven qualities certainly would be associated with that. Yet as you look at the seven items that I just mentioned, we find that they're related to something else. We had read for us a few verses from 1 Corinthians 13, and if you will look at that list that was read as far as the qualities for love, the second item on the list is the word kind. This morning I want to introduce this particular word as far as what it means and how it applies from an event from World War II. History records information about a man named Solomon Rosenberg. Mr. Rosenberg was taken to a Nazi prison camp, but he was not alone. According to the tale, which I believe is true, he had go with him his wife, two children, his mother and father. In this particular labor camp, and this may have been true for many of them, the rules were very simple. If you work, you live. If you don't work, or if you're too sick to work, you die. You're executed. Well, because of the conditions, it did not take too long for Solomon's parents, and I'm not sure how old they were, but they were weak, unable to work, and one day he saw them marched off to execution. And after they were killed, he began to think about one of his sons, David. David, I believe, was the younger son. He was a very frail child, and one day Solomon came back from the work that he was assigned, and he could find only one of his sons, and it was not David. His other son told him that David had been taken, marched off, and executed. Well, the man turned his attention then to his wife, and he said, "Where is your mother?" David said, "Well, the son said, when they came for David, mom turned to him and said, 'Son, let's go together.'" A mother who could have continued to live accompanied her son to death, and she was willing to die alongside of him. A mother's love, a mother who was kind. Unless something is drastically wrong, mothers are associated with kindness. And this morning we want to, as we said, describe this particular word in some detail. The word means all of the seven points that I talked about at the beginning of the lesson. That is, kind means gracious, kind, friendly, delicate, considerate, with a smile, and willing to help. One of the things that you may notice in 1 Corinthians 13 as far as this passage is that the word is a verb. And we know that verbs describe action. By saying that love is kind, Paul said, in essence, that this is a quality that can be demonstrated. This is something that people can actually do. If a person is friendly, and that's one definition for the word kind, that, of course, is typically an action. As we think about mothers and how they rear their children, it's generally the case that youngsters would prefer a mother who is friendly, who is kind, rather than unfriendly and unkind. We also, as we look at this particular word, call attention to the fact that the word can have the sense of delicate. I don't know about you, but there are times in life when most of us would appreciate a delicate hand. As I was thinking about this event, I was reminded of something that happened a little more than 20 years ago. I was willing to give blood whenever the blood mobile came around and asked. And I did that on a number of occasions. But there was one day, 20 plus years ago, that the blood mobile came by and this nurse said, "I'm really good." Well, it must have been a rough day. She was not really good that day. And she was anything but elegant. She ravaged my arm multiple times. It was the same old story. "I'm going to get it this time. Just need one more time." And she left my arm looking like it had been injured in an auto wreck. She was so rough that now more than two decades later, I still will not give blood because of that particular experience. Well, kindness is associated with the quality of being delicate. You know, in today's world, delicate is not always portrayed as a desirable quality. Our society sometimes says to women or instructs women that they need to be just as rough, just as tough, just as mean and hard as men. Well, men and women with any sense realize that delicacy is a very valuable quality, especially if somebody's doing medical procedures on you. And the Bible says that that is a good thing. It is a commendable quality. Another quality that is associated with the word kind is with a smile. What child wants to come home and see mom or dad with a grim look on his or her face? Typically, it doesn't work that way in the household. When someone has that look, it feels like they are not very welcoming, and people generally shy away from them. As I was thinking about this aspect of the word this past week, I thought about some illustrations and said to myself, I bet Walmart would be a good illustration. So out of curiosity, I called them, asked for a manager, and I told her, I said, this is going to be a somewhat odd call. I want to ask you some things that you've probably never been asked before. And as we got into the conversation, she laughed and said, well, your questions are indeed out of the ordinary. But I wanted to know, based on what I had seen at Walmart, if they do not have what I called a smile policy or a kindness policy. And in essence, they do. I did not know this until she got into some of Walmart's corporate philosophy, but Walmart, as far as a corporation, has what they call a 10-foot attitude rule. And the next time you go in the store, if you think about some of your experiences in Walmart, you will be able to see exactly how this philosophy was applied. If a Walmart employee is within 10 feet of you, corporate philosophy says that they are to engage in some kind of greeting. Hi, how are you? Do you need a shopping cart? Is there any way that we can help you in this particular department? Or they may simply smile. Do you know that at Walmart, they stress having a positive attitude amongst the employees as they interact with customers time and time and time again? Managers are also supposed to help instill this information in their employees by personal example. Then the lady, as she gave me some additional information, shared this little point with me. She said, if you ever apply for a job at Walmart, smile during the interview process. And she said, it's good not to do that just once, but several times, because the interviewers pay attention to body language, especially to smiles. Friendliness counts at Walmart. And that's true whether it's the store down the street, California, wherever it is the same policy throughout. Well, God said love is kind, it's friendly, it's sociable, it's ready and willing to help. Walmart, I dare say, spent a lot of money trying to come up with that corporate philosophy. But you know, it's been in the Word of God for more than 2,000 years. They could have saved themselves a good chunk of change had they simply decided to follow the philosophy that God gave. Mothers who demonstrate this quality will stand heads and shoulders above all others. Well, the word that's translated kind is found only once in the New Testament, and that's 1 Corinthians 13, verse 4. As we said, it is a verb in this particular passage. But sometimes we can look at words and they're used in different ways. And that's true for this word. It's not only used in its verb form, but it's also used as a noun and it's used as an adjective. In its adjective form, it is used by Jesus in Matthew 11, verse 30. Jesus said his yoke is easy. Well, that's the same basic word for kind in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 4. Thus, if a mother applies the quality of kindness in her life, she will in many ways be like the Lord and what he offers people. In life, most find a kind woman to be a desirable woman. A woman who is not kind will generally have few friends and many adversaries. When we study this word, we find that it is used, as we said, in different forms. And one of these passages that I'm going to read is in Luke chapter 6. In Luke 6, verse 35, Jesus uses this word in its adjective form. In Luke 6, 35, the Lord talks about God, and he reminds people about the need to love their enemies. If you found that particular passage, verse 35 reads as follows in the ESV. But love your enemies and do them good and lend, never despairing, and your reward should be great, and you should be called sons of the Most High. For he, that is God, is kind toward the unthankful and the evil. The Bible says that God is kind to the people who are evil and to the people who are not very thankful. Well, again, that's the same basic word that we have in 1 Corinthians 13, verse 4. This particular reference is certainly appropriate for a day and time when people are thinking about mothers. As we look at this word, how many mothers are asked to be kind when someone is not thankful to them? Well, if you've been a mother for very long, you know that that has happened to you probably more than once. If we raise one or more children, both the father and the mother will find times when there is thanklessness. Even in the adult years, a child may be very thankless at times. But you know, the Bible teaches, based on this passage, that great mothers, and we would make the point that great fathers, still work to be kind when there is not thankfulness in the lives of others. And we do that because that is one way that we can be like God. The quality that we're looking at has also been defined as being sweet to all, S-W-E-E-T. Attraction is a strange, strange thing. as you look at people and they say, well, I'm attracted to this one or that one, there are so many variables. Sometimes people are attracted because of how tall a person is, how short the person is, their weight, their eye color, hair color, age, ethnic background, or something else. But as you look at all those things, and sometimes people say, well, this is an attractive quality, this is not. One of the qualities that is almost attractive in a universal sense is kindness. A mother who is kind has one of the best traits, one of the most attractive qualities anyone can ever possess. Quite often on days such as this, attention is drawn back to the Old Testament. Proverbs 31, where the writer refers to a worthy woman. If you were to look at that chapter, you would find that in Proverbs 31, verse 26, the Bible says that the law of kindness is on the lips of the worthy woman. The law of kindness. The writer also, earlier in the book, Proverbs 12, verse 18, talks about the type of speech. He says there is a kind of tongue that's rash. He says there's a kind of speech which makes cutting remarks. Well, that's not the law of kindness that we read about in Proverbs 31. Then he also says, in between these two references, Proverbs 16, verse 24, there's a type of speech that is like honey. Anyone who is kind with their speech and their actions can expect good things in life. Now, that's not always true. Nobody's always going to be on the good receiving of things. There will be times when we find that goodness is rewarded with evil. But you know, kindness is rewarded in many ways. One of the examples of that that we find in the Bible is Lydia in Acts chapter 16. Acts 16, 13 says that it was a Sabbath day. There were some women, we're not told how many, who had gathered for prayer. Paul was one of the men who happened to come up on this particular assembly, and Luke tells us that he spoke to these women. Have you ever considered what might have happened, how differently this story might have ended had Paul been unkind or been treated unkindly by this group? As Paul came up and he talked to these women, they could have said, this is our group. And because this is our group, you're certainly not welcome. We don't want you to be part of our group. We've come here together. This is a special occasion for us. Go find some other people to talk to. But these women were kind. And that kindness led to something. In Acts 16, verse 14, the text tells us that God opened the heart of this woman. Well, how did God do that? Sometimes people say, well, that was a supernatural act. Well, if it were a supernatural act, then Paul and the message that he had to communicate would not have been needed. Rather, Paul presented the gospel. He used the sword of the Spirit, Ephesians 6, verse 17, and that information made an impact on the life of this woman. Kindness is one of the qualities that will allow the gospel to get into and work in a person's life. Meanness and stubbornness are traits that can keep the gospel out or cause it to not take root. As we continue to look at the account in Acts 16, verse 15, the Bible says that Lydia was baptized. Now, we're not told in Acts 16 why she was baptized, just that she was. Luke explains the purpose for baptism earlier in the book. He spoke about repentance and baptism for forgiveness of sins in Acts 2, verse 38, and that would have been the reason why she was baptized, to have her sins removed. This woman did that, and after she became a Christian, her interest in kindness did not recede. It did not go away. As you look at Acts 16, verse 15, the Bible says that she invited the men who had come to see her, the men who helped her. In many ways, she invited them into her house. Not only did she offer an invitation, Luke also says that she constrained those men to come in and stay. In this particular case, it was a woman's kindness who helped her find God and salvation. Kindness is a great thing, and it works in so many ways. But it can also work in some negative ways. The word that we're looking at is used in one of its other forms in Romans 16, verse 18. Paul said there were false teachers who used fair speech. That is, the presentation that these people were making, it would sound so good, so kind. It would seem that they were so loving, so compassionate, so considerate, so beautiful and helpful. But Paul said, even though they're using this kind of fair speech, it sounds like fair speech. Paul said, it's flattery. Those are lying words. They're not telling you the truth. It's only a show. It's merely an act. And we can find cases today where that's the truth. It's sad, but it's true. Not all kindness that people display is legitimate. But as you look at kindness in the biblical sense, 1 Corinthians 13, 4, love is kind, there is no malice, there is no deception, there is no sense of deceit whatsoever in this particular word. Kind means kind. It means a person is good, helpful, cheerful, willing to aid others, delicate, and friendly. Nobody's going to display all those qualities in their life every single day because we're frail. We all sin at times. But this is the standard that God has given to his people, for his people, in this particular description of love. When mothers are demonstrating that kind of quality throughout the year, And we believe that most Christian women do. It's a trait that needs to be recognized. Fathers are under the same obligation. And if you have a dad who is kind, in the way that we've described this morning, he will be a great, great dad. It's also possible for children to adopt this quality as they live their lives. Kindness does not need to be limited to adulthood. There are also those who do reasonably well with kindness, and they have not yet become a Christian. We see that exemplified in Acts chapter 16. Lydia had some qualities of kindness, and those qualities, as we mentioned, were very, very helpful to her. But how much better it is to have that quality of kindness in our life and to also be a child of God. How sad it is to possess that quality, but to have not yet done what Lydia did in Acts 16, so a person's relationship can be righted with God. And we follow that same process. She heard information, she believed it. She was willing to conform her life to the Bible. Now, maybe with her, there were not some huge changes that had to be made. We're not told. Sometimes people need to change a lot. Sometimes people need to change a little. But the Bible, back there in Acts chapter 2, talks about repentance. She recognized that she could no longer be the Lord of her life, that Jesus had to be. So to come into Christ, as Paul wrote in Galatians 3:27, for as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. She made that choice. And then continued, we believe, to display those good qualities in her life. Today, we become a Christian by the same process that we read about in Acts 2, Acts 16, Galatians 3:27, and in other verses. If not, there's still one more chance to do that. If we have become a Christian, are we demonstrating the right qualities as we live our lives? As mothers, as fathers, and as young people, old enough to be accountable for our actions. If not, at least one more opportunity exists for us to right whatever needs to be corrected. If there is a way that we can help you, and you'd like to make that known to the people who are here, would you let us know as we stand and sing the selected song?